The Bush administration says the Iranian missile test violates UN resolutions and other international obligations and will likely be added to the agenda of Thursday's meeting on Iran of the five permanent UN Security Council member countries and Germany, the P5 plus one. Iran said it successfully tested a two-stage solid-fuel missile with a 2,000-kilometer range, which, if verified, would be an advance over the less versatile liquid-fuel rockets Iran has developed in the past. The test came on the eve of the Paris meeting of the P5-plus-1 political directors, who will review efforts to persuade Iran through incentives to stop a uranium enrichment program the United States believes is weapons-related. The U.S. delegate to the Paris meeting, Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs William Burns, was in Moscow Wednesday for talks on various issues, including the missile defense system the United States plans to deploy in Central Europe to counter the Iranian threat. Moscow this week rejected a U.S. proposed set of confidence-building measures, including on-site inspections, designed to allay Russian concerns that the U.S. system would threaten its strategic missile forces. State Department Deputy Spokesman Robert Wood reiterated Moscow has nothing to fear from the proposed system, and he said the Iranian test should illustrate why the deployment should go forward.
I think it's pretty obvious when Iran launches one of these ballistic missiles that this is something of concern to the international community, and I'm including Russia in the international community here. And so, again, we think missile defense is in the interest of not only the United States and its European allies, but also Russia. And so we'll continue to make the case to Russia that we need to cooperate closely on missile defense.
The U.S. plan calls for placement of 10 interceptor missiles in Poland and a related radar system in the Czech Republic. Russia has threatened to deploy short-range missiles and jamming equipment in its Baltic enclave of Kaliningrad bordering Poland if the U.S. program goes forward. Officials in Moscow were quoted as calling the new U.S. transparency proposals inadequate, while also suggesting the Bush administration is trying to preempt missile defense decisions by President-elect Barack Obama. An Obama spokesman said this week the incoming president only supports deploying a missile defense shield when the technology has been proven workable. David Gullis, VOA News, the State Department.